Meldrum leaped to one side as a pikehead came smashing through the floorboards. Gale had taken to sitting on the upper beams, where the roof tiles had been removed, staring down at the steadily deteriorating floor and the arrowheads, spear blades, pike shafts and swords that were reducing it to splinters. Dandin tapped the Squirrel King's paw lightly.
Move over, sire. I'm coming up there with you. It's safer.
Marielle followed suit shortly. Then between them, they hauled Meldrum up to the relative safety of the sloping roof. Meldrum pulled a tile loose and aimed it between a rift in the floorboards.
Take that, you blighters!
He was rewarded by the sound of an agonised rat squeal. Marielle watched gathering cloud masses being swept in from westward, and she groaned.
Oh, no! Rain! That's all we need. Still, I suppose it'll provide us with a drink. No sign of Glockpod yet.
Dandin scoured the sky to the north.
No, I wish he'd hurry up. Do you suppose he's found the otters yet? He could be completely lost.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Meldrum the Magnificent snorted.
I'll wager the rogue's flown off someplace to fill his stomach. Never met any butcher birds before, but if that one's a specimen, then they're a pretty shabby lot, if you ask me.
Nagru stood in the doorway of the tower room, out of range of roof tiles. The fox wolf was confident that he would recapture his prisoners.
Wait, Chubbs, Ragfin, keep them stepping upward. That ceiling won't last much longer. Then we can bring them down with arrows. Don't kill them, just wound them a mite. I want our friends alive for a bit of fun.
Bluebane came scurrying up the stairs and tugged at Ergen's wolf hide. The fox wolf smiled.
Oh, my little eyes and ears. What is your lovely queen up to now that I should know about?
They held a short, whispered conversation together. Nagru patted his informant's back, saying,
Well done, Bluebane. Now go and find Greywort. Tell him I want to see him up here right away.
Bluebane stood on the lower stair, as if waiting for something. Nagru looked at him curiously.
What are you waiting for, my little spy?
Bluebane fidgeted with his tattered tunic.
Sire, Queen Silvermaud rewarded me with a beaker of elderberry wine.
The fox wolf smiled understandingly.
Oh, I see. You'd like a reward from me too, is that it?
The spy nodded eagerly. Nagru spoke softly, dangerously.
Life is the highest reward of all, my friend. Double dealers and traitors often receive death as their payment. But I will not slay you for your treachery to me and my queen. I give you your life as a reward. You are spared. Now go and do my bidding.
Without another word, Bluebane sped gratefully away.